Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, man. We are joined by our race winner, Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Hellman's Meyer.
Yeah.
Chevrolet. I'm sorry, I'm not.
That is a weird spelling. Yeah.
It's a little rough for us.
If you're from the Midwest, though, you know it.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I hear it's big here. Anyways, Justin, congratulations on the big win. You want to just open up talking about winning that race today?
You know, this this week I feel like is a culmination of a lot of things. You know, sometimes God closes doors that you don't know why they closed, i.e. last year here, we had the best car and didn't get to win the race. And you come back again the next year and you don't really expect it, and you put yourself in position to go to victory lane, and it makes it that much more special. And, you know, proud of the team. You know, we took off yesterday in practice after the three-week break and not feeling comfortable with where we left Indianapolis. We you know, even though they're different racetracks, it's the same package, and we just didn't feel good about it. Put a lot of effort and time into the 3 weeks and came out with what we felt like was the best package. There were times that we were at a disadvantage today, but I felt like between the strategy calls with Jim Pullman and just the pit stops, Eddie DeHaan as a spotter, I mean, what we were able to do today was really special. Really, really just proud of our team. We've been calling it the Hellman's Mayo missile all week. And it definitely was that in the corners. And, you know, we were able to really make up a lot of time through the corners. And, you know, to have Meyer on the car this week and to come off of a break like this before the playoffs really is something that we needed. And not only as a driver, but as a team. And coming here to Michigan, I mean, this place is been iconic for so many years, and I mean, just looking at the pictures on the walls, right, it's truly been a special place for all the manufacturers and for the drivers and teams, and it means a lot. There's a lot of racetracks that have sentimental value. This is one of them, and I've been so lucky to knock off a huge number of sentimental racetracks for me on the bucket list, and this is just one more of them, and really, really special.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We'll go to media questions. Please raise your hand. Wait for the wireless mic. We'll start here with Taylor, then go to Jerry.
Thank you. Taylor DeSarmo with MLive.com. Talk about why this is a sentimental track for you. I guess, do you remember your first time coming here, and how old were you?
Younger than I can remember. You know, we used to service the ARCA Series races and sell the tires for the ARCA Series races up here. So from the time I could pretty much come to the track, I was here and watching the Cup Series and back then the Busch Series, and you know, it especially the ARCA Series, and this place has always been special in that regard, because I just remember those trips as a young kid, and it's not too far from home. You know, when you grew up in Illinois, this racetrack isn't that far of a departure from there. But I think also too, this racetrack holds a lot of history. You know, with the size of the racetrack, it's kind of always been the manufacturer battleground. You know, today was weird because we weren't really going off of big power, right? Like, we had the restrictor plate package. We were down on power, but you also still have that same sentimental value to it. And I think that that's what made this one so much more special. You know, you definitely needed help. You know, I had great teammates there that were able to help at certain points, and great competitors that were able to help at certain points on some of these restarts, and, you know, ultimately put ourselves in the right position and you know, got our way into victory lane. That's really, really what it came down to.
Jerry
Jordan, King on the tires.net. You mentioned the win record a while ago, you know, joking about Dale Jr., but, you know, just where you are in that, and, you know, as a statement on your career, can you kind of elaborate what that means to you overall?
Well, going back to his question, you know, when I was 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 years old, you know, if you'd have told me that I would have had an opportunity to win a race, I'd be, you know, over the moon. But to do it 25 times is something that never in my wildest dreams did I ever expect to happen. I mean, truly blessed not only to have those opportunities, but the people along the way. You know, the older I get, the more I value people in this sport, no different than all of y'all. You know, it's... you see so many of these faces week in and week out for, you know, 35 weekends a year. Then when you're not at the racetrack, you know, we cross paths and all the media days and all those things, all the crew members, the pit crew members, you know, there's so much emphasis on this kind of family that we all have here at the racetrack. And when you're able to celebrate and to knock those wins off with people that haven't won at these racetracks, like myself, or this might be their first win, or whatever that is, or whatever that looks like, you realize how much you appreciate the sport that we live in and what we're able to do, and the effort that these guys put in and week out to even get to this point. So I know that's a little sappy, right? But at the same time, I think that I learned a long time ago that it's not the next one. It's if you win another one, you definitely celebrate it like it could be your last, because it always can be. And this will be no different.
Other questions for Justin, Lee, and then Bob.
Is this the one time in your life you wish there had been an open red?
Yeah, I mean, if we were dirt racing, I was really hoping for an open red. I just wanted, actually, I was looking for a safety official to come check the tires, make sure they were all good. But no, you know, it's funny. I really thought that would end the race. Just looking at the weather, looking at how much rain was coming down, the as close as we were to the end, I didn't really see us restarting. And I asked a question. I asked what time it was. And when Jim told me the time, I was like, oh no, we're finishing this thing. There's too much time between now and the time clock. But you know, then you switch your mindset, right? Then you have to go into, okay, well, how do I execute on this last restart? What do I need to do? Who's going to be behind me? And you're looking behind you in the mirror, and you're going, okay, well, if this person does this, then I'm going to do this, and vice versa. You know, just how do you make the best start that you possibly can? And you know, we were able to do that. Then when they got racing in 3 and 4 and we were able to get a huge gap, I was like, oh man, I'm going to be a sitting duck here, coming back to the white, and just got lucky in that regard. And was in the right position when the caution came out. I mean, obviously never do you want a caution to come out like that, especially, I think you got upside down, right? So those are obviously really, somber moments in the moment. Like, you don't know what's happening. You want to celebrate 'cause you just won the race. But at the same time, you know, I wanted to know that the driver was okay and everything was fine after we got through there. And this one just feels different in a lot of ways in that regard. Because I think, you know, the emotions are all over the map. You're coming down to the end of the race and you're out front, but you know that they're catching you a little bit, and then you got a restart and red flag and rego. It just was a little bit weird. But at the same time, really, really fulfilling when it's all said and done. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Did you pick me today?
No.
Okay, good.
I picked you in my top five, though, I think. But no, I picked Jesse Love. I thought he'd been here before. He's been good on kind of the restrictor stuff. But
keep picking Jesse.
did you think, like, do you have an opinion whether they, you know, you've been racing for a few hours, takes another 40, 50 minutes to run two laps, you know there's probably going to be a wreck. I mean, are you good with that type, with that decision?
Yes. And the reason I say yes is all the fans in the grandstand. I mean, if you could hear them audibly during the red flag and how pumped up they were and how much they wanted to go back racing. And really, as much as you kind of know what the outcome could be, I think, as racers, as teams, as a sport, we owe it to the fans to give them the best opportunity to try to finish the race. Now, if it's raining still, it's a no-brainer, right? If we get down to where it's too dark and it's not visible, also a no-brainer. We had daylight. We had all the things that we needed. And there are times where we have green-white checkers or one-lap shootouts for the end of stages. The end of the race is no different. You know, we owe it to the fans that spend their hard-earned money to come here week in and week out to give them the best finish that we possibly can. Now, that all being said, I hate it when somebody crashes, right? Like, I would rather we're 4 wide coming to start finish line and nobody crashes and it's just a barn burner of a finish. But that's not always what happens, and you know, that's unfortunately not what happened today. But I think that if we had called it would have been sour. Even as a driver that would have won the race, I think I would have had a sour taste in my mouth for how the race would have ended. So I'm perfectly okay with it, but I also won the race. So I think if I had run second or third, I may not have had the same outlook. But really, honestly, I think that it was the most important thing we could have done today was get the finish in.
Chris Knight.
ChrisKnightGetTrends.com. Justin, you've been a part of multiple racing packages here at Michigan International Speedway. What did you think of the package today, and would you be okay with it for next year?
No, I don't think it was any better. I don't think the racing was any better. I don't know that it was any different, but I don't know that it was any better. I felt like today was super, super difficult in a lot of ways, and I wish we would have had last year's package. Now, that all being said, I'm not the one that is the decision maker, and there are metrics that they go off of, and fan engagement and all the key factors of what they decide is good. My job is to go out there and drive the race car and drive the wheels off of it, no matter what it is. If they tell me we got to go in reverse, I might be a little bit in trouble because I'm not a very good backer upper. But other than that, you know, I feel like while I don't know that it's my favorite package that we run anywhere, that's going to be to somebody above my head to make that decision. So personal choice, even as the race winner, I would love for us to go back to last year's package when we come back here next year. But we're going to show up either way, and we're going to give it the best job we can either way.
Have you even thought about the word playoffs yet, or are you still just trying to get through the regular season?
Yes and yes. You know, I think that we've looked at really hard at what we have to do as an organization, what we have to do as a driver, as a team, to solidify our way into these final races here and put ourselves in the best position we can be. I feel like we're doing all the right things. We've had speed all year. We just haven't had the finishes to show for it. You know, arguably we've had the best car at a number of races, and this is the second win. So, you know, we've not done our job to the best of our ability, and we're trying to figure that out. Now, when the playoffs start, you know, these bonus points from today will definitely play huge dividends once the playoffs start. I don't know that we would be the leader with playoff points whenever we reset, but I think we got to be pretty close. So, you know, those are moments that you know, we got to keep doing our job and put ourselves in a good position. And there's a lot of really fast race cars in the series this year, so you got to do all you can to get to the final four, and then you call an audible and focus only on Phoenix after you get there. But you can't rest until you get there.
Do we have any other questions for Justin? We'll close with Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. With Cole's problem today, you're only 12 points out of the regular season championship. Is that something you'll have your eye on the next few weeks?
No, because we focused on that about 6 weeks ago, and I feel like it's been some of the most miserable 6 weeks we've had of racing. So we just decided as a group that we're going to go out, we're going to put the best effort we can into every week. We're going to do the best job we can every week, and we've had the speed. If we execute well, the points really don't matter. He's either going to win the regular season championship or he's not. We're either going to gain enough points on him to get close or we're not. We can't control what they have it happen in their races. Obviously today I hate it that they had an issue. I think that was like the first caution, right? That way he was part of the first caution, but that in the wreck with Riley. Okay. So, you know, if I look at that and go, "Oh, I'm going to be safe." We probably put ourselves in a wreck multiple times, right? So you just got to go out and you got to put the best effort you can forward, and it's going to happen how it's going to happen. And I think that's been how we started the year, how we raced all year last year, and we deviated from that, and it really put us behind the eight ball. So we're not going to focus on the points. We're not going to focus on the regular season championship. Obviously, we'd love to win it. We're going to go out there and go for broke every week, and if we get there, we get there.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. Yep.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.